There are now only 69 days to go to the global gathering of Catholic youth in Madrid, Spain. The World Youth Day cross and icon are winding their way closer to the Spanish capital, having travelled from Sydney, Australia, where it was last held in 2008. So far, almost 400,000 people have registered to take part in the week-long event from August the 16th to the 21st, which will culminate with Mass presided over by Pope Benedict the 16th. Father Eric Jacquinet is in charge of the youth section at the Pontifical Council for the Laity, the official sponsor of World Youth Day. He spoke to Eamon McCarthy about the WID phenomenon and the pilgrimage all young people are invited to make on their way.
To meet Christ, there are conditions. I mean, if you go to Madrid to have a very nice time with friends, it will be very great, it will be very nice holidays, but it will not be a meeting with Christ. When you open the Bible and you read, for example, the Gospel of Luke, when two disciples are going to Emmaus and are meeting Christ, they are making a pilgrimage. They are walking. They made a preparation. I mean, before the moment of when they recognize Christ, when he broke the bread, before they walked with him. So we understand that it's very important to have a pilgrimage. Pope Benedict wrote a very beautiful message. A lot of young people, a lot of groups, a lot of countries are using that message to enter in a way of prayer. And one step of the preparation is the days in the diocese, around 70 Spanish dioceses, will welcome young people from all the world, and it will be important, and for the foreign young people, and also for the Spanish one, because it will be a first meeting, and they will finish that time diocese with the 15th of August, the great feast of Mary, in the sanctuaries in all the dioceses of Spain, and going together to reach Madrid and to meet the Pope. And so there are different steps, very important, so that's really a pilgrimage.
Another aspect that's quite important of World Youth Day is that it draws Catholics from different countries together to make them realise they are a universal church. What about the Catholics from poor countries? What about the young people from the third world and developing countries? How can they become a part of World Youth Day?
We want to help them to come, that's the first thing. So we ask all the bishop conferences to prepare a delegation, and we help them, I mean, financially. There is Solidarity Fund. Each young people from which country is invited to give 10 euro so that we can collect the money and we can give the money to each bishop conference of a poor country so that there is delegation coming from that countries. And another point important is that in a lot of poor countries, they decide to make a meeting during the World Youth Day in their country, in their city, and to be connected now with internet, the TV, that's very easy, so they can receive the message and leave something of the graces of the World Youth Day. And after that, those who will have come to Madrid will be also testimonies for their country. For example, in Burundi, poor country of Africa, they have sent young people, and now in each diocese of Burundi, each year, there is a great meeting on the same model of the World Youth Day. During the last year, there were around 30 meetings. So the model, the idea of the World Youth Day is very important and help really that country to develop activities for young people.
Young people helping young people and modern technology helping evangelization. That's a perfect example. To the young people sitting out there at home, perhaps listening to our conversation, listening to the programme, who so far aren't a part of the World Youth Day pilgrimage and experience, who aren't involved with their parish youth council, who think maybe, yes, I'd like to become a part of the World Youth Day pilgrimage, I would like to go to Spain. How do they do that?
That's very, very simple. There is an official website, madrid11.com. You can click and register by yourself, all little groups. If you are two, you are a group. And you can register by yourself and to go and join all the young people who will come in the days of the diocese and also in the big event in Madrid. So if you are not part of an official group in your parish, in a movement and so on, you can come. You're invited to come. I remember very well in Paris in 97, a lot of person came at the last moment without any link with the parish or movement. And there were a clear call by the Cardinal of Paris, Lustiger, at the first Mass on Tuesday. Please come, that's a great moment for all the young people of the world in our country. Please come. And that's nice because in the text, the message the Pope wrote, he explained that he wants to invite all the young people, not only the great believers, but also those who have doubts, those who don't know if God exists, but they're open to something, they want to come. I remember a friend of mine, she was very far from the church, and she came with a friend in Paris because she wanted to have a rest and holidays in Paris, okay? And she met the Pope, and she realized the presence of God. But at the beginning, she was very far from the church, from all the spiritual questions. If you feel far from the church, from all the spiritual questions, also perhaps for you, it will be a great moment. So come, and that's very simple.